Kind of lost track there for a minute about what I was thinking about, but I'm sure that it'll come to me. The other night when I didn't have the duty, I had to go to a dinner in the captain's cabin. And I don't ask me the name of the general. I don't know. They come in fatigues, you know, when they have candlelight dinner because I think it's very nice. And I can't read the names on the dungarees or in the fatigues. General Schwamm or Schwamm or something like that. There were three army generals and one Marine Corps general, and all their aides are young first lieutenants. And they were quite pleasant. And they have, one of the lieutenants, interestingly enough, I met him, but of course I didn't have a chance to talk to him. His name was Hamilton. He should be due for captaincy soon. And I think he's been out at West Point about 2 years. Anyhow, he played a fullback for West Point for 3 years. And they have a little good-natured rivalry going out along here. We have a big sign painted on our stack. Well, it was hung on our stack. It was not painted as such. I suspect it will soon be painted. Beat Army. Well, of course, you know, all out of every 10 choppers that come out here, 8 of them are Army, because the Army has all the choppers out here. They really are well-equipped, and they do a fine, fine job. The airborne and the second air cav and all that group, you know. So they came out, of course, saw that. So they have signs painted on there. Underneath the sign says U.S. Army, it says Beat Navy. And one of them called the bridge the other day and tried to get the captain out, but the captain, I don't know where he was, but the executive officer went out anyway. And he had some kind of flares or smoke flares, I think they call them Chinese bandits or something, I don't know, that smoke attached to the landing gear, and he could open it up wide and you know, it smoked all the way around, so he just flew around the ship a couple of times, because they're not allowed to fly over the ship at all. They have to fly either to the landing pad and then off again. But he flew all around the ship, and he had a big sign in his door that said, "Go Navy, you need all the help you can. They need all the help they can get," or something like that. So the other night, a raiding party came and got out of the chopper and went and stole the Beat Navy sign away. They brought out casualties and stuff. So we figured the captain will probably have that painted on the stack before long. But it's some good-natured rivalry, and everybody's getting kind of a kick out of it. Even out here, they have a sense of humor. The chopper pilots really work awfully hard. Our weather hasn't been too bad. We've had a couple of rough days, but nothing as bad as it had been. One of our nurses has been transferred to NSA Da Nang, at least until she's detached, which is the 28th of December, 22nd of December, something like that, because she gets so seasick, and she's a little slip of a thing, and she's lost 14 pounds. So they transferred her to NSA, and the girls are rotating out here. They don't particularly want to come out here because they think it's too confining. And the girl that did come out for 2 weeks' period of time is Dolores Dowdenrouse. I knew her from recruiting duty. She's a very nice girl. And she'll be going, though, tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I knew what I had to tell you. Martha Ray came aboard on November 11th, you know, Veterans Day. She, I didn't get to see her. When they called her to come on, come aboard, they also called some litter cases, and I had to stay behind to handle the emergencies that came in. And anyhow, she came on, and she went around to the wards, and also she talked to the kids up on the 03 level. They had a whole bunch up there. She just said a few things to them. But the general consensus of opinion is that she really is a wonderful person to do this. I mean, to go around, and she's the first one that's been out here since I've been out here. There have been maybe two USO shows. One was an Australian show, by the way, and the other one, I think, was a Negro show. But I don't know where they're going, if they're going anyplace, but everyone says Bob Hope will be out at Christmas time. I don't know whether he will be to us or not. But I think it's marvelous that she cares. She's certainly not a young woman. She comes out in fatigues and everything. And has been out here since October and visits all of the bases and all the camps, and she doesn't get any money for it, and she doesn't take a USO troop with her, because if she takes a troop with her, then she can't go back into the bush, to these isolated spots where, you know, the troops aren't allowed, USO troops aren't allowed because it's not safe. But she's a reserve lieutenant colonel in the Army. And they dinged her aboard, Martha Ray, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army Reserve. And apparently, and I was not aware of this, she's a nurse. You know, had been a nurse in years gone by, and or before she went into entertaining, and that she was, this is one reason that she was so interested in the casualties and all. However, she's not, as I say, a young woman, and she was quite tired when she got out here and was not able to run around as much as, you know, as some youngster would. And they can say she's crazy and everything else, but I still think it was very nice of her to come on out here and to visit with the kids. But the kids said that she got a little overwhelmed in the woods. She didn't cry or anything in front of anybody, but that she did get a little overwhelmed in the woods. Well, I suppose it is a little overwhelming. I guess it seems like I've been out here so long, I don't remember it not being the way it was, you know, why it is. And it certainly, you know, it's not like it was. But we're still getting casualties. So don't believe all this stuff about the war being over. It sure isn't. Oh, I thought Donald's pictures in the paper were very, very good. And I asked people if they thought we looked alike, and they said no. So, I don't know. We got three kids that don't look alike, Mom. Three that don't have the same dispositions either, I guess. You have two saints and one that's not so holy. Let's see, what other news did I have to tell you? Let me see. Oh, yeah, we're way in close at Tewunda Beach. We're about 3 miles. I swear you could practically wade ashore. I don't know. We're just really so far. You can see the trees and everything. We've been, as I said before, we've been busy, but we've been busy, too, with electrotype surgery, which I'm all for dispensing with right now. Because I start my daily schedule, and then I have to cancel cases because emergency's coming in. And there are these great plastic revisions on the Vietnamese that when they go back into port anyway, into Da Nang, the Viet Cong, I'll kill them for having participated or received treatment from the Americans. I don't know. Crazy world we live in. I'm enjoying my tape recorder so much. I don't know how many tapes I've got now. I must have 40 some odd. But and I haven't taped any myself. The men have been awfully good. And I'm going to get new speakers the next time I go into port. Oh, I forgot to tell you the big news. The 17th of December, I'm supposed to go to Hong Kong. And Kathy's going the 16th, so she'll be there and meet me, and then we'll be all set to go. There was a big mix-up. The chief nurse stopped me the other day. Oh. Well, that's another story, but my feelings about the chief nurse, frankly, I think she's a very selfish woman. She doesn't matter for me. I mean, I'm older, and I'm a commander, and there isn't a whole lot that she can do to me or say to me. But for the younger kids, I think she's not very considerate of their needs. And it's hard for a 22-year-old kid to be out here. However, this is what she did. She called me the other day and said, would I be able to go on R&R the 10th of December? And she had originally told me that I would have to go the 17th because a new OR nurse was coming in the 9th of December, and I would have to orient her before I left. You know, she would be working in my department. And we've been short staffed since Jenny York left on the 13th of October, so, I mean, this is no big thing, you know. So I said, all right, that's okay. And Shirley Peters, the other kid in my department, is going on R&R the 3rd of December. This made sense, you know, that I wouldn't be able to go until the 17th. And she said Kathleen wasn't able to go until the 14th. I was going to go the 14th. We wouldn't be able to go together. For myself, as I said, I've been places by myself, and it's no big thing, but Kathleen's young, and she doesn't want to go to Hong Kong alone, and I don't much blame her. So anyhow, the chief and the medical service co-officer that's in charge of this business are both friends of mine, and they said that's a lot of nonsense. We'll put in the way, you know, for one of you to go on the 16th, one to go on the 17th. So last week, she called me and she said, would you be able to go on the 10th? Now, mind you, could I go on the 10th after she had told me the reason I couldn't go with Kathleen was because of this girl coming in on the 9th. Would you be able to go on the 10th if you had to? And I said, well, why? She said, because I'm supposed to go on the 10th, she said, but I wanted to meet a friend, and if my friend can't make it till the 17th, I'd like your time. I said, well, I have a friend in Taipei, too. Well, I put it this way. I said, well, all right. I said, that's all right with me. The only thing is, I will have to notify my friend in Taipei, who's coming down to meet me, of the change in plans, and I have to know now. So she didn't say anything. And then yesterday or today, she told the kids that Kathleen, the men scheduling the R&R, that Kathleen would have to go on the 10th, and she would go on the 10th, and then I would go on the 17th. And see, what I think she was thinking of then was if her friend was going to come on the 17th, then she'd have a bargaining position to for my time. But you're supposed to get time, your R&R, according to seniority, on the ship. And I've been on the ship 2 months longer than she has. Well, anyhow, leave it to our trusty friends downstairs. We're getting the R&R. And she came in tonight and said to me, oh, by the way, Fran, you're going on R&R the 17th and Kathy the 16th. And because I never let on that I knew all the Mickey Mouse that she had been pulling. Apparently they told her she couldn't change it or something. I don't know. And I said, well, thank you for being so considerate. I wouldn't let her know I knew, but I was thinking that think. So, as I say, for myself, if I had to go alone, it wouldn't matter. And it may well be that Jeannie Brown will be able to come down to visit, and if she does, I think that'll be great. But I just really felt that it was kind of low of her to pull this other business. But that's the way it goes. She pulls a lot of stunts that I think are, everybody has their bag, as they say out here. And she's generally not liked by the men, particularly. I don't know why. I think they think she's rank happy, you know, if you're a general and above. But I don't know. I think that's not true either. However, I'm getting to be what they call a short timer. gee, it doesn't seem possible that in about 4 months from now I'll be detached. Because I told you, I don't know, I'll be going home via Japan, I hope. So, and I know with all the chores I asked you to look up and to find, I did write to Darby Reynolds and asked her to, if she had any clues on apartments, to let me know. Because I know that Jack won't do it. But I know he's busy. And I don't want a house, that's out. That's too much work. So, I don't think I have much other news for you. Seems funny to be talking about coming home now. I got a nice letter from Larry Varnas, and I did answer it. And I hope that maybe my Christmas cards will come the next few weeks so that I can get them all addressed and mailed out. I think that's about all the news that I really have. I hope by this time you'll be getting my mail, and I'll be hearing from you. And take care and say hello to everyone for me. And I don't think that I've forgotten to tell you anything. I think I've told you about all the packages I've received, and I've written notes. So take care, and oh yeah, watch out for all that snow. Golly, it's winter right here, but it's so hot you wouldn't believe it. Okay, take care and write soon. Bye for now.